So we did n of 4 there, so you can just numerically calculate the answers. And so all the purpose of this table is to show that our error estimate was correct. Namely, if you choose n equals 8, 16, 32, 64, 128, calculate the value of y at t equals 1, and just look at the difference between that value of y and the known exact value of e, which is 2.71, or whatever it is exactly. Then you can calculate the error, and then you can calculate the difference between the calculated value of y, the true value of y, divide by h, and you will find that it is constant. So that's what you'd expect. It will be, I bet you, it would require a little bit of analysis to prove it was going to be around 1.3, but on the general principles, we expected that as we increased n, the difference between the approximate and the exact answer went like h. And so you can see that essentially, well, it is, that's true. It's 1.3 times h. So you see it's converging very slowly. If you wanted an exact answer which was 10 to the minus 6, you'd need a million grid points, which is totally unacceptable. So to get, 10 to the minus 6 is not a super accurate method, so it's quite unacceptable. So first order convergence is very marginal, because that says that if you want any reasonable accuracy, you're talking about a huge number of iterations. All problems for which the error is of order of 8, you're going to need around a million iterations to get 10 to the minus 6 accuracy. So that's not good. But if we can get order 8 squared error, then we're only going to need 1,000 iterations, because it will be the square root of 10 to the minus 6. So we'll find that higher order methods will converge very much faster. So at the cost of doing a little extra work for a grid point, we can get higher order error, and that's going to translate into a much faster conversion. All right.